It's Hal.
Hey, Hal. How's it going?
It goes amazingly well. How are you?
Very well as well.
Hi, Lonnie. What's happening?
Hi, buddy.
Exactly. Okay, we're super excited to have you on our show, as well as coming to our town, to the Tower Theater, this Saturday night. Have you ever been to Bend, Hal?
I have not. This is my first time in Bend, which makes it very interesting when one tries to rent a hotel room in a place they have never been and has no friends in. So you're calling around kind of going, does anybody know where this is?
Yeah.
This is one of those places where you guys refer to it as the area instead of a town. Like when you go, hey, how long are you in the area?
Right.
Like people say that and you're like, yeah. Hey. Yeah, the word area usually has the word disaster attached to it or, you know, we're doing a search of.
No, I think that you're going to dig it because it's really kind of cool. I mean, both of us have come from larger markets and we chose to live here because it's special in so many ways.
Yeah. Hell, this place will set you free, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, I didn't realize I was all bound up.
There it is. No, we all are until you come to Bend, man. Then you realize you're like, hey, yeah, now it's time to be free, baby.
Yeah. If anybody in Bend sees me walking around with no pants, carrying a manifesto, then you'll know who to blame.
I love it. And, dude, they won't even give you a second look either, Hal.
Yeah. I'm getting that feeling, and that's awesome.
You will be home.
I'll be running down the street like Nicolas Cage in Vampire's Kiss. I'm a vampire. Happy and free.
There it is, man. Welcome to Bend, baby.
You're pretty much free to do whatever you want right about now, right?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I'm staring down the barrel of a series in the fall, so we'll see. This will be my first foray back into being, under contract in about 4 years.
Okay.
Which is a big shift in your, as a stand-up, I started doing stand-up when I was 15.
Right.
And so you're used to just being on the road, picking your own gigs and that kind of stuff. And then I got Talk Soup and then Queer as Folk. And you got to be someplace where they want you to be all the time for years.
Yeah.
It's an interesting transition. You have to get used to that. And then, after QAF, I just kind of, I avoided any serious entanglements for a while.
Well, with a show Queer as Folk, did you have to sign a morality clause or anything like that?
Oh, by no means. Cable series. You don't have to sign a morality clause on any cable series. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite these days. It used to be said that there's no such thing as bad press.
Right.
Now there's no such thing as a bad prison sentence. You know what I mean? Like, you can literally anything you do is seen as good promotion by a network. I mean, CBS wants Charlie back. That should give some indication.
Yeah, no kidding.
You betcha. Hey, Hal, who are some of your comedic heroes growing up, buddy?
Yeah, Carlin is my main hero.
George,
hands down. But I grew up, I didn't have a TV till I was 15. And
wow.
So I grew up on listening to old comedy records. I kind of had a 1950s or 40s upbringing, where, I would listen to old Woody Allen, old Shirley Berman, Godfrey Cambridge, really early Richard Pryor, like Hank's Place.
Oof.
And Black Ben the Blacksmith.
Nice. Nice.
And, because my dad at one point traded a mandolin for a crate of records. And so literally, a quarter of the records were comedy records. And that's where that's how my career really started, was just discovering these things in this old crate and listening to them.
Say thanks to a mandolin.
Yeah, exactly. My dad did a lot of fretwork and stuff. That's kind of, he, besides being an architect, that's what he's known for. And he, Alice Cooper came to our house when I was a kid, to get to an acoustic and a mandolin, acoustic guitar and a mandolin. And
how cool is that?
Like, just weird. Yeah, it was pretty weird. I mean, I just thought he was this scary, skinny guy.
Oh,
I was six or whatever.